the Speaker Rochelle. Good to have you here for the conversation. You know, the Democrats, they can see the poll numbers the same as I can see the poll numbers. They're abysmal. The Quinnipiac poll from a week ago showed support for Joe Biden has fallen all the way to 33%. Support among Hispanics, a meager 28%, a remarkable number, a bad number for Democrats. They realize their tenuous hold on power is slipping away, and they are desperate to do whatever it takes to keep that hold, including taking control federally of elections in an effort to change how elections are held in America, making mass mail-in ballots legal and drop boxes and ballot harvesting, all these things that are ripe for fraud that are all illegal in Europe and Canada and Mexico. Anyhow, here to join me and talk about it, Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's here every week, crimeresearch.org. Great articles as always, John. Good to have you back.
Great to talk to you.
So Bernie Sanders now out with the club to beat his colleagues, to club his colleagues, you know, rhetorically, that is, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, the two Democrats who say, we're not going to take the filibuster away because, as I heard a guy say here, it's like an engineer saying, well, we're just going to take one block out of the Hoover Dam, you know, to make one exception for the filibuster. We'll just take one block out of the Hoover Dam. It'll be fine. No, what follows will be a disaster is the point. What do you make of it?
Well, it's not just Sanders. Biden last week had, I don't know how else to describe it other than extreme rhetoric in his Georgia speech, you know, comparing people generally who opposed his views on voter IDs or permanent mail-in ballots as siding with George Wallace, Bull Connor, and Jefferson Davis. And presumably that included
all proud Democrats, by the way. Yeah, we need to point that out. All proud Democrats, the three men you just mentioned. Go on.
Well, not only that, but as late as 1988, Biden was quoting nice statements that George Wallace had made about Biden when he was trying to win the presidency then. So, you know, it's, you know, now, I mean, that 1988 was a little while, but it's not that far ago. And, you know, you would think, I don't know any Republican that was running in 1988 that was going around quoting George Wallace saying nice things about them.
You know, so, why would anybody do that? You know, George Wallace was rejected. He did carry five states, though, in 1968, right? He carried five states. Unbelievable.
Well, I mean, you had Biden running a presidential race, and there were Southern Democratic states that I guess he was hoping to convince some people to go and vote for him. But in any case, you know, whether it's Sanders or Biden or even Nancy Pelosi on Monday was talking about the fact that those who weren't supporting the getting rid of the filibuster were putting democracy at stake. You know, as you point out, look, if it's really, quote, totalitarian, to quote Biden, and undemocratic to support voter IDs and some of the other issues that are there, then all of Europe is totalitarian. All of Europe now, it requires voter IDs to be able to vote. Three-quarters of Europe, 35 of the 47 countries there, including countries like France, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden, completely ban absentee ballots for
right.
citizens living in the countries. None of this mail-in ballot stuff. And even 10 other countries in Europe require that you have to have a government-issued photo ID to go and pick up the absentee ballot. None of this stuff about mailing absentee ballots to you in the mail. And, you know, again, the dreaded photo ID required there.
Right.
So,
you know, it's interesting. Do they think that Bull Connor is running Europe? Do they think that Bull Connor is running Canada and Mexico? All of these places require photo ID. They don't allow mail-in ballots. I mean, some of those countries in Europe did have mail-in ballots for a period of time years and years ago, and they realized that
right.
is the most corrupt system possible, right?
Right. No, they saw firsthand the types of fraud that was occurring. France had absentee ballots similar to ours up until 1975. when they discovered literally hundreds of thousands of dead people voting, and even more people having votes bought. Because the thing with the absentee ballot is you can go and show the person who wants to go and pay you. So we have ballot harvesting in the United States. You can go and show the person who, you know, represents the political party how you're voting. You can, you know, whereas with a secret ballot, when you have to go in to a voting booth, they can't be sure how you voted then.
Yeah, you know,
so
France,
they paid them off. And
France also banned voting machines, you know, in 2021, February. A year ago, they banned voting machines and all mail-in ballots. I mean, it's the way it is. It's not legal. So it's not just...
Right. You know, England used to have absentee ballots similar to ours up until up through 2004 when they discovered in the city of Birmingham something like 40,000 absentee ballot false votes that had been done there. And so now they require that you have to have a government-issued photo ID to be able to go and pick up the absentee ballot. So, I mean, it's just, you know, and it's basically not only all of Europe, but essentially all developed countries around the world, except for the United States. The United States is the outlier. So you have in Texas this last year where Biden and the Democrats got all upset, where you had the state House Democrats leaving the state there. The big issue was whether or not you could leave ballot boxes unattended. They were saying you have to be able to leave ballot boxes out at 3 a.m. in the morning because somebody may come and want to vote at that time. The thing is, there's no country in the world outside the United States that has ballot boxes being left unattended. All of them have very strict chain of custody rules that you have to follow in order to, you know, have ballot boxes. They won't leave them out, and yet somehow Democrats think that if you follow those types of chain of custody rules, then you're totalitarian and anti-democratic.
Yeah. 37 states changed their voting procedures. 37 states. If that had not happened, I believe that Donald Trump would be in the White House. It's almost, to me, it's a certainty. But what do I know? I'm just a guy here. John, I'll give you the last word on ballot security and the push by Democrats, schizophrenic push by Bernie Sanders and all the rest to ram through this illicit voting rights bill, as they call it.
Right. Well, you would think people would learn that a little bit of honey might work better than going and attacking individuals. But I wish the media would provide some context for these laws. You know, they constantly are repeating Democratic talking points about voter suppression. Look at a country like Mexico. When they adopted government-issued photo IDs with thumbprints and banned absentee ballots completely for people living in the country or outside and required that you had to go and physically pick up the ballots and
with an ID.
They had a big increase in turnout. More people voted because they thought their votes counted.
Yeah, thought it mattered finally. Dr. John Lott, we got to leave it there. President, Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org to find out more. Sir, thank you as always.
Thank you.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.